to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. Today's guest is Julie Drury, athlete, Health Canada senior advisor, and medical advocate for her young daughter, Kate, who has mitochondrial disease. Julie, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Amanda.
So I want to start off by congratulating you on the New York City Marathon, which you just ran 2 days ago. How was that?
It was great, and it was painful, and it was surprising.
Surprising in what ways?
Well, you know, New York was a little bit more hilly than I expected, and a headwind and a bit chilly on that day. Probably the second hardest race that I've run in terms of marathon distance. But it was a lot of fun, amazing experience. Everyone should have the opportunity to run New York. And I was just really proud to have done it from Team Mito Canada.
You had mentioned that Team Mito Canada has represented at the Ottawa Race Weekend so for 3 years in a row. Can you talk a bit about how Team Mito Canada works?
Yeah, well, Team Mito Canada is sort of a grassroots sport and athletic team that came out of the formation of Mito Canada. So Mito Canada is an organization in Canada that supports and creates awareness for mitochondrial disease and also raises funds for research. And as you might know, Blaine Penny, who is the CEO and president of the organization, is an avid athlete, a very fast runner, much faster marathoner than I am. And he obviously has a lot of friends who are equally inclined towards sports and athletics. And so one of his friends started Team Mito Canada, which is basically a group of athletes who compete in different sporting events as a team to raise awareness about mitochondrial disease. And what we've started doing to complement that is also raising funds. And I would say we're probably one of the most significant fundraising forces now for the organization. We organize teams to participate in races, sort of similar to Team in Training that you might have heard of with the Leukemia Lymphoma Association. So very similar to that format, where we ask our athletes who are running on behalf of our team to get sponsorship and to raise money, and that money goes directly to support Mito Canada.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, I know you've personally made a lot of progress with the research into Kate's disease. Can you talk about her most recent diagnosis?
Yeah, you know, Kate is a pretty amazing person in the fact that she seems to be at the front of everything, the forerunner for everything. So when she was 4.5, our sort of diagnostic odyssey came to an end, and she finally received a diagnosis for the condition that's been affecting her after us taking her essentially around the world to try and find out what was wrong with her. We came home to the Children's Hospital here in Ottawa, and she was diagnosed with a rare form of mitochondrial disease, something that had never been seen before. It's called sideroblastic anemia with inflammatory cascade fever and developmental delay and immune cell deficiency. SIFD, S-I-F-D is the acronym. Kate was the first person in the world diagnosed with the disease, with this form of mitochondrial disease. And very quickly, an international consortium came together of physicians from all around the world and researchers to work on the disease. And they've identified 16 cases over the last 20 years. And four of those children are alive today, including Kate.
And one of them was Canadian, isn't that right?
In fact, two of the children were Canadian. One of the children was deceased when we became aware of that child. The other child was interestingly diagnosed last year, and that child's diagnosis came on the back of Kate's diagnosis. And what I mean by that is that this child had been taken again to other facilities at her home hospital to try and figure out what was going on with her. And one of the physicians who had worked on Kate's case became aware of her and subsequently investigated her for the same genetic disease or genetic form of mitochondrial disease. And that's, in fact, what she did have. She did have SIFD. And unfortunately, that child was much more acute than Kate, and she's recently passed away. So we were very sad, but I was very much in touch with the family and corresponded regularly with the mom and dad. And it was amazing to have a sense of community with another family who was struggling with this disease, and not to be the only one. We do have a very strong mitochondrial disease community, but just to know that someone else had the same, you know, symptoms and issues that they were dealing with specific to our form of mitochondrial disease, SIFD, it was pretty empowering to have that relationship. And so we're very, very sad for that family and the loss of their little girl, but we're also very sad for not having that connection anymore.
Yeah. But you and Kate, you both had some other important transitions this year. Kate's at senior kindergarten, and then you started back at Health Canada in June. Can you tell me a bit about how that's going for both of you?
Yeah, you know, living with a child who has a chronic and complex disease, who's medically fragile, is definitely a journey. And the initial years of the journey, you cannot change how that journey is going to unfold, unfortunately. You can make minor tweaks and adjustments, but you've got to go through the experience. And the early years of the experience are super hard, very challenging, life-changing, as I've said in, you know, previous interviews with you, Amanda, and in the article, you very well captured that it was life-changing for us. And so our lives have changed, and we are starting to adapt. And we are, our team, our medical team has been able to adapt as well and are able to manage Kate's disease fairly well. We don't have a treatment for her disease and we don't have a cure, but we are able to manage her symptoms on a one-off basis and manage her crises, as a very strong team. And I include myself as part of that medical team. And so I think we've got maybe a better, sense of confidence of where we're at with Kate. I certainly know when she, you know, much better when she's unwell and how quickly we have to get her to hospital. And because of having that skill set now, I've been able to find room and opportunity for her to be a little girl when she can be and to really be a typical little girl. And so opportunities like being able to go to school and to go to kindergarten and to have friends. Sorry, this is where the mommy emotion comes in. It's very, very important for her, very important for us. And so she's going to kindergarten. She goes to our local community school where her brother is, where she has friends and we have neighbors. Sorry.
No,
and
it's really beautiful.
And so it's really, really emotional for us. She has a virtual army at the school. When we sit down, we have case conferences. There are 20 people at the table. Physiotherapists, occupational therapists, educational assistants, deaf and itinerant teachers for her, the principal, the vice principal, teachers. So lots of people around the table making sure this little girl can have a really amazing school experience.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very proud of her, and she loves school. And she can't go full days. She simply does not have the energy to be able to put a full day of school in, as most children can. She can't. So we have a lot of backup in that respect, and she goes as much as she can, and she misses a lot. And then what we've been able, as you mentioned, what we've been able to do as well is sort of shift my responsibilities a little bit too, because she is able to go to school for a little bit. I've been able to return to work after 6 years part-time and secure a position here at Health Canada as a senior policy advisor. So there has been some significant changes, and you know, it's going with the flow, and the opportunity is here right now. I'm not sure how long this opportunity will be here for both Kate and myself. So she and I are just both going for it right now, and we'll see where it takes us.
Yeah, one day at a time.
Exactly. That's the very nature of this disease, and I said it to everyone that I speak to. Kate's good today. She might not be good tomorrow. And we do definitely live one day at a time. We live moment to moment as well. She might be good in the morning. She might not be good in the afternoon. And that's just something that I have to respect and incorporate into our life, and we're doing that. We're managing that much better.
Well, if people want to follow your journey, they can go to searchingforsolidfooting.com. And for more information on the disease itself, mitocanada.org. Julie, thank you so much and best of luck with everything. You're one of the most amazing people I know.
You're very welcome. I just want to add, too, if I could, that there's a significant amount of research going into Kate's disease right now. The Research Institute at CHEO has moved from what they call a yeast model to a mouse model in terms of examining her disease and looking for treatments and cures. And we are very hopeful. And that's why contributions to MitoCanada, supporting Team MitoCanada at Ottawa Race Weekend this year is so, so very important. It's looking for a cure for children like Kate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.